fake politics that I think the American people are sick and tired about hearing about your damn meeting.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Oh, that is right. Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition is off. We are rolling. Dominic Jimenez here. I've got Zach Attack on the line. And I know what you're wondering. That's not Taco Man. Why didn't Dominic introduce Taco Man? Well, last week I said he was on administrative leave for 7 days, and that does not end until midnight Pacific tonight. So tonight, Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, Zach Attack Young and I are rolling this thing. It's just the All-Star Show. No Johnny Taco. Just the All-Stars. We've got college football. Clemson survives a huge scare from Louisville. The Giants, the Dodgers, they're playing this weekend. Last game's on Sunday, game 162. The AL wildcard, four teams are still in the race. Oh, you got to love baseball. And then we got a bunch of stuff in hour two. Zach, what do we have in hour two?
Well, we got all kinds of stuff. I mean, we still got the NFL coming up. You know, we got the combat sports update. It's ridiculous the amount of content we have.
The only thing more ridiculous than the amount of content we have is that Blaine Gabbert is still the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers. Okay, maybe, yes. there's some other things that are more absurd and more ridiculous than the amount of stuff we have to talk about tonight. But let's hear from you. Give us a call, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529 to get in and get heard on Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Zach Attack Young, Dominic Jimenez, we're taking this thing for the next 2 hours. Thank you for listening.
Decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
All aboard!
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Except there's no Johnny Taco. He was, in air quotes, taken care of. He's blown up for the night. He's not happy. Oh, that feels good. Dominic Jimenez welcoming you back into Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. I'm joined by Zach Attack Young. Zach, before we get into college football, how you doing? How is life treating you? I apologize for repoing your Fiero. I hope the Datsun's okay this week.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's definitely a little more spacious. And, you know, it's nice, you know, to have Johnny Taco out of the way for once.
Yeah, it's going to be a little... We'll try to keep the energy up, though, because we know how energetic and passionate Johnny Taco can get. We'll try to keep things going and really kind of emulate. We'll channel our inner Johnny Taco in terms of bringing it to you. Bam! Okay, let's get in. Speaking of bam, actually, this is a perfect transition where college football is in full effect now. We're 5 weeks into the college football season, and basically everything that we thought going into the season is no longer the case, because it seems like every week, Zach, multiple top 25 teams are losing, and some of the teams that were heavy favorites at the beginning of the year, they may not even be ranked come next week. I'm looking at you, Michigan State. They're 2-2. They lose 24-21 to Indiana, unranked Indiana. Michigan State is probably going to drop out of the top 25. Zach, what can you take away from this college football season in regards to how, you know, there's parity. There's never parity in college football.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. I mean, I think one of the most surprising ones this week was Washington just demolishing Stanford 44-6 on Friday. That was pretty wild. I mean, I don't think a lot of people would have predicted that. Stanford was seen as like a powerhouse the last couple of years, and Washington got they got this like revenge over them. But at the end of the day, I think the main thing that you take away is just Alabama. Alabama's number one. And I mean, some teams look like they're threatening, but Alabama has stayed constant at number one throughout the year. That seems to be the one constant that we've had.
Yeah, Alabama's been the one constant. And it might be a little cliche, but I think it's safe to say literally every team is fighting for that number two spot. There doesn't seem to be a team that kind of has a stranglehold on even just the top four spots, right? Is that safe to say?
That is safe to say. I think Michigan probably moves up after today because, you know, Louisville lost, even though that was a competitor. I don't think they'll drop too much. Do you see Louisville dropping too much after that loss?
I think they'll drop a little bit just because of the nature of what have you done for me lately. But they were threatening late against a 5-0 Clemson team. Clemson, defending national championship appearance. They were the runner-up to Alabama. It was a 42-36 game. Louisville was down, I think, inside the five with a handful of seconds left. So they had a chance. It was a competitive game. And I think what we're going to see with Louisville and Clemson is maybe they flip spots, because it seems like that's what happens a lot when these SEC teams play each other, that they beat up on each other. But both teams are so good, and if you isolate the beating on each other, they're still a really, really good team. So I think maybe they flip-flop positions. Maybe Louisville drops to 6 or 7. But I think Louisville's definitely firmly still in the college football playoff picture.
Yeah, it definitely would appear so. And, I mean, their quarterback is seen as like a top Heisman candidate. So that's certainly a plus for them. And, I mean, Michigan, you know, they got that win. It was 14-7, but they had a lot of missed field goals. So I think that they're going to move up. And you know, Tennessee is going to move up after they defeated Georgia. That was an impressive win. And I think they've been one of the surprise teams this year, Tennessee.
Yeah, I think Tennessee's definitely been one of the surprise teams. I think Washington's actually been a really surprise team. I know how good Coach Chris Peterson is, former Boise State. You look no further than we're talking about Boise State and a job somebody did there. And that's how good Chris Peterson was in turning that program into a national power, a consistently top 10 ranked team. And now he's got Washington. They're going to be – they have to at least pass Stanford. So Washington's got to be at least number seven. And that's if maybe they decide to drop Louisville even farther down, maybe Washington sneaks into the top five here. But, you know, I do want to talk about Lamar Jackson. You mentioned him, the quarterback for Louisville, threw for 295 yards tonight, one touchdown, one interception. He also carried the ball for 31 times for 162 yards and two touchdowns. I think he might be up to something absurd like 25 touchdowns already in the early college football season. I think it's if it's around 25, they played five games. He scored five touchdowns a game. And, you know, we talked about coming into the season, the heavy hitters, you know, Deshaun Watson, Christian McCaffrey, Dalvin Cook. Who in your mind is number two? Because clearly Lamar Jackson is number one in the Heisman right now.
I mean, that's a tough one. Christian McCaffrey, he didn't play so good today. I think I would probably put Louisville's quarterback at number two right now. You know, I think he's been consistent. Like you said, he's had a ridiculous amount of touchdowns so far.
If you throw Lamar Jackson at two, who do you have at one then?
If I had to pick, it's really tough. I think I would be surprised, even with the struggle that he had this week. I still kind of think that they're going to lean towards Christian McCaffrey, but we'll see what happens at the end of the year.
I agree with you. I do think Christian McCaffrey. I think Lamar Jackson is easily number one right now, and then I would go Christian McCaffrey number two. And then Deshaun Watson, who was a huge Heisman favorite entering the season, threw for 300 yards and five touchdowns today against Louisville. Granted, he did throw three picks, but I think the 300 yards and five touchdowns and the big win over Louisville, if it sparks Deshaun Jackson and he can start playing a little – Deshaun Watson, excuse me – and he can start playing better on a more consistent basis over the course of the season, I think he can easily slide into number two. And we've seen it before. If Lamar Jackson gets injured, I'm going to knock on wood because I don't want to see him hurt. But if he gets injured, it's not his Heisman anymore. So I think McCaffrey, Deshaun Watson, and I would have said Dalvin Cook, but Zach, Florida State lost to North Carolina today. Dalvin Cook, he did his job, 140 yards and three touchdowns, but they did lose to North Carolina's football team.
Yeah, not exactly the greatest mark on your record, is it? And as far as Deshaun Watson, I thought he was the best player in the national championship last year. So I expect great things from him. Even if he doesn't win the Heisman, I think that he'll be a good NFL quarterback.
I completely agree, and I think he's going to be a high first-round pick. We know the Niners are probably not going to have a very good record this year, likely going to have a top-five pick or so. And you know what that means? That means they're probably going to get a quarterback. We'll talk a little bit more about the 49ers quarterback situation a little bit later on. You're listening to Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. I'm Dominic Jimenez. I'm joined by Zach Attack Young, talking college football right now. Got a lot of baseball, NFL, combat sports, lot to come in the rest of the show. And Zach, one other thing is, with Stanford losing, do you think the Pac-12 has seemingly lost its edge because USC is not the team it once was? UCLA is not the team it once was. Stanford, that's a huge loss. That's going to drop them in the polls. Cal's not really there. Arizona State's not a power. Arizona not as good as they once were. Washington is clearly the cream of the crop. But do you think it's just all Washington at this point, or do you think Stanford and UCLA are still good programs that teams people can watch this season?
I think I think you're onto something with that. I would say Washington. I mean, they were ranked number 10 today. They just beat number 7 Stanford. They're going to move into the top 10 now. So Washington is the cream of the crop, as you said. And they won a national championship in the 90s. So, I mean, it's not far-fetched to think that they'd have a shot, although Alabama certainly is the powerhouse. And as far as UCLA and Stanford, I still think they're very good programs, especially Stanford. And I see Stanford finishing the season strong.
All right, you're listening to Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Dominic Jimenez, Zach Attack Young. No Taco Man, no Johnny Taco. He's been banished. His car mysteriously blew up or he was unable to get here, whatever you want to call it. He's gone. It's Zach, Dominic Jimenez, and maybe you if you give us a call. 1-800-878-7529. Would love to hear from you. Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. So much less, so deep inside to be undone.
What the hell's going on out here?
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Hey, you gonna sit there and let him talk to me like that?
Nope. Let's go to some nice, quiet place where we can't hear him.
He's got some nerve.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Grainger Tip of the Week. Many items that we depend on require batteries to operate. All batteries are not created equal. New battery technology is improving battery power and longevity. It is important to keep batteries fully charged. Only use the same size and style recommended by the manufacturer when replacing them. Be sure to insert batteries correctly to avoid any damage. And now, a word from Grainger.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Gordon has started to look like the D. Gordon of last year. Gordon to right. It's deep. And it's gone! D. Gordon has hit it out. And the Marlins have a 1-0 lead.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Dominic Jimenez and Zach Attack Young here on Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Johnny Taco on administrative leave until next week. Zach, we heard it there. D. Gordon hit a home run. This was earlier this week, back on Monday. It was the first Marlins game following the unfortunate, tragic death of Jose Fernandez. Gordon stood right-handed. He's normally left-handed. Stood right-handed and emulated Fernandez's batting stance for the first pitch. Second pitch, hits his first home run of the season, and what he said was, quote, the longest ball I've ever hit. If y'all didn't believe in God, you need to now, because I've never hit a ball that far. And Zach, the baseball world lost one of the good ones, the great ones, not just as a pitcher, but as a human being. Jose Fernandez loved the sport of baseball.
Yeah, I mean, it really is a tragic loss, and he was only 24 years old. That's probably the craziest part about it. And just before he died, he had told one of the people close to him that that the last game he pitched was the best game he ever pitched. So it's a tragic loss to think about it. I mean, he was bridging like the cultural gap, because this guy was a guy from Cuba who spoke perfect English and was just adored by all the fans.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, unfortunately, it was bad enough he died in a boating accident just about a mile off the shore of Miami Beach. But then everything seemed to really pile onto that where, okay, he died. Horrific accident. He was one of three men that were killed. All three men on the boat were killed when the boat flipped and hit some rocks. It came out, he had invited Marcell Ozuna, the center fielder, and a couple other teammates. They weren't able to make it. Text messages came out of some of Fernandez's friends. One of them, who owned the boat, was saying, "I will take care of him. Don't worry, we'll be safe." Fernandez had posted the week before that his girlfriend was three or five months pregnant, and Fernandez was supposed to start last Sunday's game, but they moved him so he'd pitch against the Mets on Monday. So then the whole, oh, what if he had pitched? Would he have gone out? It just seemingly it was one added layer of tragedy upon added layer to his unfortunate death.
Yeah, I mean, it always is. Anytime any figure like that dies, to see like the last things they said, the last things they did, it's just always it's always like a really eerie feeling that you get when you hear about how it's all connected.
Yeah, and you know, this guy's our age, so we've seen him. I don't know about you, but Jose Fernandez was one of my favorite pitchers. I loved that he had a confidence and swagger about him on the mound that didn't translate into him coming off as just a pretentious jerk. He was always smiling. He had fun. He loved it. He was a phenomenal pitcher. I loved watching Jose Fernandez, and I was truly it hurt. I've never had the chance to meet him, but I watched him pitch just earlier this season at AT&T Park in San Francisco. The Giants actually, I think, scored like five runs off of him. So it was like, oh man, Jose Fernandez is human. Oh, this is amazing. But as a fan of baseball and a fan of Jose Fernandez, it hurt me in ways that I wasn't expecting. I was genuinely bummed and sad that he died. And even today, he was actually, obviously, he was, since he's dead, he was removed from the live update on MLB The Show. I was playing the video game earlier. I downloaded the newest update, and he wasn't there. And even then, it still hasn't quite sunk in that, oh my God, we're never going to see him pitch again.
Yeah, it's just crazy to think. And I mean, the Marlins, probably one of the most tragic things too, is that the Marlins were really turning it around. You know, they had Don Mattingly managing them, and this year, they might have made the playoffs this year. They were close, you know, and who knows what would have happened. And just to think, like, the next, he was probably going to be their starting pitcher for the foreseeable future. So to think for that organization too, like where they go from there, is definitely going to be difficult.
Hands down, because it's not like he left in free agency. There was no contingency plan to really prepare themselves for this. And I've got to give major props, major kudos, and a tip of the cap, whatever kind of other synonym phrase you want to use, to the Marlins team as a whole. The game was canceled on Sunday, rightfully so. Nobody was going to be in any condition to play baseball. But to come out on Monday, not only wake up that morning, obviously that's going to be a hard thing to do after the passing of one of your brothers, not only to get to the ballpark, not only to play the game, but to win the game, I believe it was 7-2, showed tremendous heart and just pure passion, superhuman fortitude in my eyes by the Miami Marlins.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I know the Mets, they weren't even like upset about it, because it was just like something that was bigger than the sport at that point.
Yeah, and that just really lends itself to what the kind of guy he was. And just a final thought, thank you, Jose Fernandez, for what you've done. And you know, Zach, you mentioned we'll transition here away from Jose Fernandez's passing, tragic death in a boating accident. You mentioned the playoffs, and he was moved to pitch against the Mets because the Marlins did have a shot at the playoffs. The Mets comfortably locked in. They have since gone on to clinch home field in the wild card game. The Giants, one game up on the Cardinals for the second wild card. One game left in the season. Sunday, every game will be at the same time, which I love. And the Dodgers are going to be playing the Giants. The Giants have taken the first two games against the Dodgers. 9-3 winners on Friday. 3-0 winners over them on Saturday. Rookie left-handed pitcher Ty Block out-duels and picks up two singles against Clayton Kershaw, Zach.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. That had to be like a nice feeling for Giants fans. I mean, that's definitely the future of the Giants right there, I think we can say.
You know what the big thing was is the Mets and the Cardinals had already won their games before the Giants-Dodgers game got started. The Mets and the Cardinals played in the morning, and the Giants played in the afternoon. So the pressure was really on because if the Giants lose, they're tied with the Cardinals. And now you can if you lose the game against the Dodgers, you could have potentially been in a situation where you missed the playoffs entirely. Now the Giants are guaranteed at minimum game 163 against the Cardinals. I think that win was huge.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, that's definitely a big win. And normally you can pencil in a Kershaw start for a win. But today, I mean, the Giants came through. And it's not even like Kershaw had a bad game. He only gave up three runs, you know. But at the end of the day, the Giants definitely came through in the clutch.
Clayton Kershaw can be penciled in for a win on a normal day, but especially so against the Giants. The guy, I think, has like a 1.8 ERA career against the Giants. Really leading credence to that rivalry, being such a damn good pitcher and dominating the Giants as he should as a rival. You're listening to Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. I'm Dominic Jimenez, joined by Zach Attack Young, Pedro, Taco Man, Johnny Taco. He's on hiatus until next week. We're talking baseball right now. And Zach, I want to get your opinion as an LA guy. You see a lot of Dodgers. I think you kind of have a general idea for you know what Dave Roberts' managing style is at this point. And I want to ask you, Sunday's game, the Dodgers, their position is locked in. They're going to be playing at Washington in game one of the National League Division Series. Does Dave Roberts go for it on Sunday against the Giants to try to knock them out and not give them the safe wild card game? Or does he rest his starters? Does he try to spite them because they're the Giants? Or do you see him taking the higher road, if you will, and resting some of these guys?
You know, I see him trying to win the game, but not because of anything really related to the Giants. I think that he's definitely going to try to pull out all the stops to win that game because it's Vince Scully. It could be Vince Scully's final game. You know, it is his final call, and he's not scheduled to come back for the playoffs or anything, so I think that they would like to go out on that win for him.
You know, you mentioned wanting to win while trying to be creative and resting. Friday night's game, I was at the game, and when Rich Hill, 5 innings, 2 runs, he was fantastic, and the Dodgers had a 3-2 lead, and then he brought in Brandon McCarthy. I go to my friend Ronald sitting next to me. I'm like, why is he bringing in Brandon McCarthy here? It's not a knock on Brandon McCarthy, but he's been hurt a lot this season. He has not been very good this season. You've got a 3-2 lead. You still have a shot at winning home field in the NLDS on Friday night. Why are you bringing in Brandon McCarthy? Why don't the Dodgers bullpen? I will admit it, Zach. At the beginning of the season, I told you, I told Johnny Taco, the Dodgers are going to struggle because of the bullpen. And you told me they won't. And you were right. They had one of the best ERAs in all of baseball as a bullpen. If that's such a strength, why wouldn't you bring in one of your real bullpen guys to pitch the 6th inning instead of Brandon McCarthy?
I was scratching my head at that too. I don't understand why they did that. I know why they took Rich Hill out. They've been really cautious with him because of the blistering, but I don't know. I agree with you. I really think they should have tried to go to the bullpen at that point. I don't understand why they brought Brandon McCarthy out. Like that's really what was the beginning of the end for them in that game.
And you know, subsequently, Brandon McCarthy gave up a 7th spot to the Giants. It wasn't all Brandon McCarthy's fault, but he sure as hell didn't help. You're listening to Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Dominic Jimenez joined by Zach Attack Young. Johnny Taco's on assignment. He's busy. He's gone for the week. We're going to got more MLB coming up. Talk about the AL wild card. And Big Poppy's almost done. Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Sports Byline USA Radio Network. There ain't one to
justify. I ain't going to take it anymore. You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Bring it.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Bottom of the ninth. Shout out to left center field. There's Marisa going back on the track. He can't get it. Here comes Bogarts in the third. He's rounding. He's coming in. Poppy's heading for third base. He has a slide-in triple. And this game is tied. High fly ball right center field. Marisnik back to the triangle. Long, long, long run. He won't get it. And the Red Sox walked off with the win. How do you like that? Big Poppy again.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Works for me.
All right, welcome back. Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Dominic Jimenez joined by Zach Attack Young from the City of Angels, or a less than nice suburb of the city. And you heard the clip there. David Ortiz's final regular season game will be Sunday. And you know, Zach, at age 40, he's got 38 homers, 127 RBIs, 48 doubles. He's hitting .316. OPS of 1,027. He's having one of his greatest seasons to date as the catalyst, just absolutely mashing in that high-powered Red Sox offense, Zach, if it weren't for his body aching so much and the recovery, couldn't you see him playing another few years?
It definitely seems like it. I mean, for his sake, if he goes out with this type of season, I don't think you could really ask for better than that.
Well, maybe he could have a World Series title, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, of course, there's always the World Series. And you know, they're very much in the hunt. I think a lot of people are kind of sleeping on that team.
Yeah, you know, and I want to say it's fair to sleep on them, but I think the Red Sox are that good. You know, the one concern is the rotation. Obviously, you know, David Price, bona fide star, but he's had major struggles in the postseason. Look no further than last year where he did not show up at all last season in the playoffs after the Blue Jays acquired him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, David Price is an interesting story because a lot of people expected him to do really well. And, I mean, he just has those struggles, and it's kind of hard to be sold on him.
Yeah, but when you've got a guy like Rick Porcello as your number two starter, and he's actually been a Cy Young caliber pitcher this year, I almost don't want to believe it, but Rick Porcello, 223 innings, he's 22-4 with a 3.15 ERA and 189 strikeouts. And for those of you who are like, oh, 189, that's good, but let me tell you something. Rick Porcello is a contact pitcher. He's a sinker baller. So to have 189 strikeouts as a guy who is looking to get ground balls, that is thoroughly impressive.
Yeah, that's a lot of strikeouts. I mean, for any pitcher, that I think that's a good amount, but especially for a guy who's not really a strikeout guy.
Yeah, taking a look at the rest of the Red Sox rotation, Drew Pomeranz, a little dinged up. Steven Wright, dinged up. Clay Buchholz, he was the hero a few years ago, but he hasn't quite had that great of a season. He's also been a little dinged up. And then Eduardo Rodriguez with his 4.7 ERA. Not necessarily a guy you want to count on. And you know, a good news, Boston Red Sox fans, because this is the third time in the last 10 years that the team has won the AL East division title. The other two times, 2007 and 2013, you guys won World Series titles that year. I'm not saying I believe in these kind of things, but if I did, I'd be happy if I were a Red Sox fan.
Oh, I mean, yeah, and you got to think Red Sox fans have to be some of the most superstitious fans out there after their history. So I'm sure that they're looking at that this year, and you really can't count them out. I mean, they won their division. Only six teams can say that.
And unfortunately, the Dodgers are one of them. Looking at the American League wild, looking at the AL wild card, Baltimore and Toronto are tied for the wild card. So those are going to be the two wild card teams. Right now, they're both 88-73, and the Seattle Mariners have to be crushed because it just went final about 5 minutes ago. The Oakland Athletics eliminated the Seattle Mariners, Zach. The A's, they beat the Mariners in a slugfest in Seattle.
Oh, that Moneyball's coming back, that's what that is.
If Moneyball is coming back, the Atlanta Braves are also the best team in the National League, and we all know they're not, so... That's okay. Moneyball will not be coming back, Zach.
I got excited there for a second. I don't know what came over me.
It's just one of those things. It was a trigger word. Moneyball, yeah, A's won. But that's not been much of the case this year. 68-93 for the Oakland Athletics. But the rest of the American League wild card, it was four teams going into Sunday, but now it'll just be three. And the interesting one here, Zach, are the Detroit Tigers. They're 86-74. They're one game in the loss column behind Baltimore and Toronto. However, they're 1.5 games back because Detroit had a rainout that has not been made up yet. So if Toronto or Baltimore lose tomorrow, on Sunday, excuse me, and Detroit wins, Detroit will have to play that makeup game against Cleveland on Monday to make up that half game difference and potentially sneak into the wild card game or miss it by a game.
I think this might have been their master plan all along because that's not a normal circumstance.
That's not normal whatsoever. But, you know, this wild card race in both divisions, in both leagues, because as we highlighted earlier, it's coming down to the game 162 in the National League also. But for it to go to game 163 in the American League potentially, I've got to say this is more compelling than a lot of television right now, including dramas. I don't care if it's won an Emmy, a Golden Globe, whatever other television awards there might be. This is the most compelling thing on TV right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that this addition of like extra wild cards has definitely made baseball a lot more compelling. And I know a lot of people aren't really in favor of it, but really when you look at it, it's like that one game elimination is just like it adds a whole another layer to the end of the season.
Yeah, you're 100% right. And not only does it add another layer, it keeps more teams involved, which I like. To be fair, I'm looking at the standings right now. We've got both leagues with teams tied, so they would have been tied for the one wild card spot anyway. But, you know, last year, 2015, was a perfect example of the race for the second wild card, how that's become its own entity, its own unique thing. You got to love it, because imagine the Mets and imagine the Mets have a couple more wins. They have a two-game lead on the Giants. They're fine. But so they would have won the wild card already. But with this added second layer, the Cardinals being one back of the Giants going into game 162, it adds so much fun. And as if Giants Dodgers didn't have enough going on already. But now the Giants playoff hopes hang in the balance, Zach.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's definitely high stakes, and you add in like Vin Scully's last game, and tomorrow's going to be interesting. That's the best way that I can put it.
Yeah, and one cool thing is KMBR, the Bay Area radio home of the Giants, will be broadcasting Vin Scully's call of the third inning on Sunday. I think that's awesome, because unless you're a really big Giants fan, you don't necessarily actively seek out or get a chance to listen to Vin Scully all that often. I'm one where I'm in the media. I'm a huge baseball nut. So I've gotten the chance to listen to a lot of Vin Scully by actively pursuing it. But for the fans that don't get to hear Vin on a daily basis like you do, Zach, they're in for a real treat.
Yeah, I mean, and I try not to be biased, you know, but I think as far as baseball announcers go, he's one of the best to ever do it, if not the best. And the way that he weaves like such a nice tapestry of all these like these different elements from just about anything that you can think of, and somehow connects it and still keeps track of all the pitches. I don't know. It's just something amazing to listen to.
He's also keeps track of 80 years worth of stories, which is absolutely phenomenal. I've done baseball games before, obviously not at the professional level, but at the college level. And let me tell you, it's not an easy thing to do to have a story for baseball. And this guy seemingly has a story for every athlete in Major League Baseball, and he can drop that story at any given time.
Yeah, and he'll connect it to the most seemingly random things, but he'll connect it in such a poetic way. And one of the things that's always so crazy to me is that when anybody who's in the public eye for that long, you know, anybody that you can think of, there's usually like some type of detractors or something. But with Vin Scully, there's never been any type of scandals or anything. So, I mean, he deserves like a tip of the cap for that.
You're 100% right. I think the only knock I've heard on Vin Scully is that his delivery is a little boring. But I understand that. The guy's, he's almost 90, right? If you're listening to somebody who's speaking in their 80s, they're going to take their time and be concise with their words. They're not going to be high energy like Johnny Taco is or like you and I are trying to do. He's going to be reserved, and he's a professional. And the way that Vin Scully paints a picture is truly magical.
Yeah, and just in case, I mean, a lot of listeners might know, he actually grew up a Giants fan when the Giants were in New York. So that's, you know, it's like an extra layer to this game. It's kind of ending in a way where it's like right back where it started when he was, you know, growing up in New York as a Giants fan. Now he's moved all the way with the Dodgers and all that. And the last game that he's going to be doing is in Giants Stadium. So.
And it has to be a real treat for Vin Scully because, like you said, he's a Giants fan. So his last game is going to be a Dodgers-Giants game. I can't really think of a better way to go out right now.
No, and I mean, and when it's two, it's I think that that's probably if that's one of the best rivalries in baseball, definitely the best rivalry on the West Coast. So to think of that, I mean, I don't think you could ask for a better way for him to end it.
You know what, Zach? Let's reset really quick. Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Dominic Jimenez and Zach Attack Young. Johnny Taco not in. I've just been sent an interesting note from producer extraordinaire Scott Cuddy that Johnny Taco was really upset that I suspended him, Zach. And I heard he's on his way to Los Angeles so that he can audition in front of the Dodgers brass for Vin Scully's job. Zach,
well, I need to talk to my lawyer on that one.
Yes. Oh, I'll find a way. You know, we'll fit him in there somewhere, maybe in the trunk, but we'll find a way to do this.
That won't be sketchy at all. A young white male driving around with Johnny Taco in the trunk. Do you think he's got a shot? I thought for sure he might go to New England and get a tryout as the quarterback, but I think he's very Johnny Taco is smart enough that he knows he doesn't need to be taking any hits to the head, so he's going to try to take the cushy job behind the microphone.
Oh yeah, definitely, and it'll definitely be interesting to see. I think that he has an outside shot of doing it.
to say his style would be the complete opposite of Vin Scully, I feel like that's not accurate enough to describe the polar opposite styles that they would have.
I guess they both tell stories. That's about the only similarity I can really think of.
I would agree there, but instead of a story about Madison Bumgarner finding a squirrel in his backyard and raising it to health with his wife, I think we'd get a much better story about maybe CIA operatives and undercover agents trying to steal Buster Posey's identity as a child, and the guy that we see now may not actually be Buster Posey, or maybe he's even got the inside scoop on who Yasiel Puig really is. That'd be a great story.
And then he would probably link that somehow to like JFK's Cuban Missile Crisis, you know, with Yasiel Puig being Cuban. And then it would just turn into a whole thing about the JFK conspiracy theories. And it would definitely be an interesting listen.
It definitely would be much higher energy. You're listening to Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Dominic Jimenez and Zach Attack Young. Got a couple minutes left in hour one. Would love to hear from you. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. We'll see you right after the break.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I was not kidding when I talked about the warmth that I get when I come here. Will I miss the games? Well, yeah, but I can turn on the radio or the TV. I could catch a game. The people, that's what I will miss.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process?
It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. There's always a sprinkle of mystery and magic when we consider the man, woman, girl, or boy behind a song. Join me over at focusonrock.com, where we look at the girl behind the inspiration for Harry Chapin's 1972 hit Taxi. Who was Sue in the Taxi? How did they meet? And why did she inspire such beautiful creativity in the late, great Harry Chapin?
Whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, Guitar Center has the gear you need to bring out your best. And going on now, you can save up to 30% on select gear during our singer-songwriter event. Get a Martin X-Series acoustic electric guitar for just $5.99, a Latin percussion cajon for $79, or a pair of AKG K52 headphones for just $29. Don't miss your chance to save on everything you need to write, record, and perform. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter event is going on now, in-store and online.
People got to understand this here. We all can have dreams, but the dreamer never chases us. We have to chase the dream.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Just a couple minutes left here in Hour 1 of Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Dominic Jimenez and Zach Attack Young, the All-Stars, are running this thing tonight. And one last note about Jose Fernandez of the Marlins: will be retiring his number 16 jersey. It'll be the first number retired, other than 42, which is retired baseball-wide. It'll be the first number retired by the Miami Marlins. I wish it had been under better circumstances, but good on them. Zach Attack, what do we've got coming up in Hour 2 for the listeners to get buckled themselves for?
Oh, I mean, we got the combat sports update. You know, we got the Ryder Cup, basketball, NFL, and who even knows what else? Who knows what the future holds?
You got a little bit about the UFC 205 card ready?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, that's a big deal. The first UFC card in New York. And it's just a stacked card, probably the best card they've had in a year, I'd say.
That's right. We're going to talk about the best card in over a year, plus some NFL stuff. Dominic Jimenez and Zach Attack Young on the Sports Byline Radio Network, Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition.
USA Radio News with Rich Strong.
There's a lot to be done, and since the information's non-perishable, we'll get it when it's safe to get it.
The NTSB working its way through the wreckage of the train crash in Hoboken, New Jersey, that killed one and injured 100 more. But there may be some delays in the investigation.
NTSB Vice Chair Bella Dinzar says a data recorder inside the train has been recovered, and investigators are working to reach a video camera on the mangled train, adding to images captured inside the terminal.
There is a lot of video footage.
Engineer Thomas Gallagher is said to be cooperating with authorities.
Unfortunately, as you may know, he was injured, so we're scheduling the interview with him, but we have been in touch with him.
The NTSB is defending its decision to wait.
We don't see that this is going to be an impediment to any recollection.
Ethan Hart, Hoboken, New Jersey.
Investigators will also have to remove a canopy that fell on the side of the train. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, singer-songwriter Brett Watts here. If you're like me, always on the go, and don't have time to stay as healthy as we would like by eating all the right foods, well, I found an incredibly simple and easy way to get all my fruits and vegetables at once. It's called Daily Lift, L-I-F-T. It's a superfoods energy drink mix supplement that fills the gaps between what you eat and what you don't always have time to eat. This unique formula is packed with 16-plus fruits and vegetables and 59 superfoods, no MSG or GMO. It's all natural and organic, nature's best combination of antibiotics, enzymes, probiotics, and beneficial algaes in one powdered drink mix. It comes in two flavors, mint and berry, and both delicious. Daily Lift nutrients help balance your body's pH levels and boost your energy naturally. And it's safe for kids. So let's fire up that immune system and stay focused. Go to www.onedailylift.com. That's one, O-N-E, dailylift.com. Onedailylift.com, and let's get healthy.
Some of Hillary Clinton's comments about Bernie Sanders supporters are now being made public. They are not complimentary.
Some are new to politics completely. They're children of the Great Recession, and they are living in their parents' basement. They feel that they got their education and the jobs that are available to them are not at all what they envisioned for themselves.
She implies that some of the Sanders supporters are unrealistic.
I don't want to overpromise. I don't want to tell people things that I know we cannot do. I want to level with the American people.
The Washington Times says the audio was revealed by computer hackers who breached the account of a Clinton campaign staffer. Political analyst Larry Sabato says Clinton revealed way too much.
That's something you answer for in a debate if the other candidate presses it.
Sabato says Clinton is lagging behind Obama in the millennial voting bloc in 2008 and 2012. Breaking news on the web at westernjournalism.com. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Leaders from more than 70 nations attend a funeral for the former president and prime minister of Israel, Shimon Peres, who died this week at 93. USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
And among the world leaders to eulogize the former Israeli president and prime minister who died a few days ago at the age of 93 was President Obama.
Shimon once said, "The message of the Jewish people to mankind is that faith and moral vision can triumph over all adversity."
Peres had held every major position in Israeli government over 50 years of service, and he won a Nobel Peace Prize. He'd suffered a stroke earlier this month. I'm Chris Barnes.
In Mexico, hundreds have been evacuated from their homes after a volcano eruption. It happened about 430 miles northwest of Mexico City. Emergency officials say more than 350 villagers at the foot of the mountain were moved to safety. Long Island is beefing up security for the High Holy Days. Nassau County Executive Ed Mangano.
There is no known threat, but as you know, here in Nassau County, we always prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Rosh Hashanah begins at sundown on Sunday and runs through October 4th. Yom Kippur starts Tuesday the 11th and runs through the evening of October 12th. Mangano says residents will see more police officers around synagogues and temples. I'm Richard Strong, USA Radio News.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Sports Overnight Weekend. Oh, Dominic Jimenez and Zach Attack Young back on the call for Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, hour number two. And you thought hour one had a lot of good stuff. Well, it gets even better in hour two. The U.S., United States men's golf team, 5 points away from winning the Ryder Cup. We'll talk about how seemingly improbable that has been over the last 10 Ryder Cups the last 20 years. Basically, a good chunk of Zach Attack Young and I's very own existence that 20 years. And then we've got UFC 205 as part of the sports combat update. Zach, it's a huge list. Are you going to be able to get through the big matches in time?
Oh, I'll do my best. I mean, I'll try to fire up this Fiero and get it rolling.
It's a Dotson. You got to get used to that, but that's okay. We want to hear from you, Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Give us a call, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, foo, that's right, and we'll talk sports. Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, Dominic Jimenez, Zach Attack Young, no Johnny Taco. He's on administrative leave for another 52 minutes. Let's get it. Sports Overnight America, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You know, time flies. I could practically tell my life story in t-shirts. I designed them all online with custom ink. My travel softball team jersey, senior year homecoming hoodie, all my family vacations. Even my wedding favors snuck in here. Guess I'm going to need a bigger drawer.
Celebrate your next event with custom group shirts, apparel, and more from Custom Ink. Designing is fun and easy. For all of life's events, choose Custom Ink. Your designs, quality products, free shipping. Start designing today at CustomInc.com.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
The Taco Man is still banned for the night, but we had UFC Fight Night 96, Lineker versus Dotson. In the main event, John Lineker eked out a split decision win over John Dotson. So definitely an interesting matchup for the flyweight division. And I think John Lineker is probably in line for a title shot with Demetrius Johnson. So that's a solid win for him, and we'll see what happens in that fight. You got to lean towards the long-reigning Johnson. In the co-main event of UFC Fight Night 96, we had Alex Oliveira, and he scored a KO after three rounds, 3 minutes and 30 seconds, to Will Brooks, who was a former Bellator fighter who actually held the championship in Bellator. So that's a solid win for Alex Oliveira. We had an upset win by Zach Otto. Of course, another Zach. He had to win that fight. And he beat a longtime UFC vet Josh Berkman by a split decision. So overall, I mean, an interesting night of fights. Former champ Nate Marquardt, he got a KO win over Tamden McCrory, and that came in the second round, 4 minutes and 44 seconds. Overall, not too bad of a card, but it kind of is in the shadow of a massive event. The very first UFC card in New York, UFC 205, headlined by Eddie Alvarez versus Conor McGregor for the lightweight championship of the world. I mean, this card is just about as stacked as it gets. You know, we have Tyron Woodley defending his welterweight belt against Stephen Thompson. And that's a fight that is really 50-50, as is the main event. I mean, Joanna Jay taking on Karolina Kowalkiewicz. I mean, I butchered her name, but she's the undefeated. They're both undefeated. Between them, they've won 22 bouts. And that's for the strawweight championship of the world. A lot of people probably don't know strawweight is 115. So that's one of the most recent additions to the UFC. Chris Weidman, former middleweight champion, 13-1, taking on Yoel Romero, 11-1. And that's another one of those fights that really could go either way. So the card is just stacked with these type of fights. Frankie Edgar taking on Jeremy Stevens. Rashad Evans making his middleweight debut, which is you got to kind of scratch your head at that, because usually when a fighter moves down in weight at that age, I mean, he's in his mid-30s now, and he's taking on Tim Kennedy, and that's always kind of not exactly what you want to see. I mean, Roy Jones moved down late in his career, and that didn't really end up so well for Roy Jones. I mean, your reflexes slow when you add a bunch of weight and then try to come down, and it really just kind of messes you up psychologically. And that, I mean, this card, I think it is a bigger card than 200, which was supposed to be a massive card for the UFC. And I think that about wraps up the Combat Sports Update brought to you by the WBO.
All right, Zach, I appreciate that. Let's actually stick it with a little bit with UFC 205, because I do want to talk about it's in on the surface, it's actually quite a landmark event. You know, UFC 200, they tried to get Connor on that, and that didn't work out. They tried to get Rousey on that. That didn't work out. At the time, 200 was, you know, it looked like it was going to be the UFC's baby. It was going to be their biggest event. And then New York allows them to put on an event. They're in Madison Square Garden. Talk about the significance. Obviously, sports people across the world know how important it is to how important Madison Square Garden is to the sporting world. But what does it mean that UFC got in there?
Well, it's been a long battle. I mean, throughout like the entire history of the UFC, they've been trying to get into New York because that is the mecca of boxing, Madison Square Garden. It's considered that. I think now you would say Vegas is probably the biggest boxing city, but historically, New York is seen as like the mecca of boxing. So for them to get in there is definitely a big deal. And there was years and years of legal battles. And I mean, it's one of the most historic venues in the world. So there you go. I mean, it's a huge deal. And in this card, I can't see it selling less than 2 million pay-per-views.
And how much of that is Conor McGregor? Because he's become such a polarizing figure, not only in the UFC, but in the sports mainstream in general. We've all seen it, you know, Conor throwing bottles, a guy at the press conference, I forgot who it was, talking smack and challenging him. And Conor's reply is, "Who the F are you?" And he's just such a polarizing figure. How much of, if you remove Conor McGregor and Eddie Alvarez from this main from this card, is it still a $2 million show?
Oh, no way. I mean, I don't think it'd sell a million without Conor. He I think, is at the point where any card he fights on is guaranteed to sell over a million. I mean, he set the UFC record with his first fight with Nate Diaz, which was 1.6 million. And then he broke that record with 1.65 million against Diaz in the rematch. So he's definitely the biggest star that the UFC has right now. And a lot of it is just his mouth. You know, he talks a lot. And like you said, he's polarizing, but he really draws a big crowd. And I think he's a guy who stood up for himself, and he's getting paid close to what he should be getting paid. And at the end of the day, he's probably going to be around for a long time because he has this type of pull with the UFC now.
You know, obviously his mic skills, second to none, at least in the UFC. But how much of an investment is he when it comes to fighting? Like, obviously, Conor is a big draw, but how much of it is actually his fighting that is the draw? Because we've seen him have some great fights, but really until he fought Diaz, there hadn't been that one staple Conor McGregor, or there hadn't been many staple Conor McGregor matches other than when he did win the title. So how much of it is the novelty of Conor McGregor as the pre-fight guy against the Conor McGregor once he's in the cage?
Well, I mean, I think it actually does have a lot to do with his fighting style too, because if he did all that he did and then went out there and laid and preyed on guys, you know, he just took guys down and laid on top of them and scored points, I don't think he'd be nearly as polarizing or popular as he is. It's the fact that in 20 wins, he has 17 knockouts. Like, he has a lot of power, and a lot of his punches have a lot of accuracy to them. So I think that plays a big role, because when you watch him, he has an entertaining style. I mean, it's mostly a boxing style, but he throws in like some random kicks, and I think that it all goes together. I mean, his persona is what's selling more than anything, because that's how it is for any fighter, but it's the skills that he has that actually back it up. And he's going for something that's kind of unprecedented. He's trying to, in UFC, a lot of guys aren't winning titles in multiple weight classes, and he'll be one of the few in history to actually do that if he pulls this off.
You know, Zach, we talk about how big 205 is. From what you can gather, is the UFC disappointed that Ronda is not on this card?
I think they're a bit disappointed. I mean, they're still going to have, like, Conor is actually a bigger seller than her. So I think if they could have chosen, they would have chosen Conor. But definitely if she were on the card, it would have sold even more. So they got to be a little disappointed with that. But, I mean, this card is already loaded as it is.
All right. We've been talking MMA here on the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the WBO. You can find them on Facebook and online at WBOboxing.com. The leaders when it comes to boxing and everything associated with it. We've been talking UFC 205 and all that with Zach Attack Young here on Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. We've got a whole lot more coming up, so we want you to stay tuned. A lot of NFL, and we got to make our picks still. We got to make our picks, so stay with us. Give us a call, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Dominic Jimenez, Zach Attack Young, Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition on the Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Grainger Tip of the Week. Using the proper tools, supplies, techniques, and procedures will usually result in getting the job done right. And getting the job done right includes being safe. Safe means that you protect yourself, your coworkers, your facility, and your company. This should be a priority. Safe does not mean not being productive. It means being careful about wearing protective gear and doing the right thing. Safety is in everyone's best interest. And now a word from Grainger.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With his third here, all square in this match.
79 yards.
Can he pull it back? Yes, he does. Yes, he does. How about it?
Come on!
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
And we're back. Dominic Jimenez and Zach Attack Young rolling along here. Hour two of Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Johnny Taco on administrative leave for the next 34 minutes and 1 second. Yeah, you heard that right. That was a golf clip that involved screaming and the words, "Let's go." Patrick Reed invigorating the Team USA Ryder Cup team. He's screaming. Zach, how does that make you feel? I play golf, so I love the fact that he's showing emotion on the course and he's doing it representing the United States.
I mean, I think it's great. You know, I think golf is probably one of the sports in terms of that has evolved the slowest in terms of like fan interaction and like what you can actually do, you know, like on the course. It's very like proper and prim, and there's the golf clap. So I think it's nice to have that shaken up a bit.
Yeah, I enjoy it very much. Patrick Reed, part of the team in Rio. And really quick, the U.S. is playing the Team Europe in the Ryder Cup. It's a team competition, and they play different formats and score points. And the U.S. are currently up 9.5 to 6.5 points. They need 5 points on Sunday to win the Ryder Cup for just the third time in the last 11 years. It's been dominated by Team Europe, which is essentially really amazing in a way, because if you look back at it over the last 10 years, I think it's safe to say the two best players over the last 10 years are both Americans, Zach, with Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson. So it really speaks to the depth of talent in Europe.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I mean, part of the reason why the U.S. wasn't as successful during that time is because Tiger and Phil did not get along so well. So I'm pretty sure that played a role.
Definitely. So on Sunday, 12 singles matches. And it's going to be highlighted by Patrick Reed, who we just heard screaming after he holed out an eagle from about, I believe it's 90 yards or so. He'll be facing Rory McIlroy, one of the most recognizable golf figures in the world. He was on fire on Saturday. He did everything in his power to keep Team Europe in it. He did the job. They're still in it. But Patrick Reed, a guy that is on fire because of his personality versus Rory McIlroy, a guy who's on fire because of how good of a golfer he is. That is going to make for some compelling Sunday afternoon golf that a lot of people aren't going to see because of the NFL.
Oh, definitely. I mean, they'll be too busy watching. Well, they won't be watching golf, but golf will be on the bench. They'll be too busy and focused on that instead of golf with an L.
Yeah, and I'll give them that. But I think you just, before we get into Jared Goff and the NFL, NBA, a couple things really quick. We'll start off, the Golden State Warriors opened up the exhibition season on Saturday in Vancouver against Toronto, and Kevin Durant made his debut as a Golden State Warrior.
Impressive. Denial. The other way, Durant. They've been waiting. Durant now 1 for 5.
1 for 5, not the start he wanted to get off to, but Kevin Durant scoring his first bucket, albeit exhibition preseason, doesn't count for anything, but Kevin Durant scores his first bucket as the Golden State Warrior. They end up losing to the Raptors, and Zach, the worry about the Warriors and how they were going to gel and everything, they looked really sloppy today. How far do you think into the season is it going to take them to get rolling?
I'll give it like 20 games, I would say, honestly. I think after that, they'll be able to pick it up. And I really think that it's going to be a much easier transition than the one we saw with the Heatles, where they put together LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh, where they kind of like hodgepodge that together.
You're 100% right, because they had to bring in two guys to complement their one. And this is really the opposite of that. They brought in one guy to complement the great team they had already that has all this chemistry, free-flowing offense and all that. And I think Kevin Durant is, personality-wise, a perfect fit in Golden State. You mentioned the Heatles and Chris Bosh, and we have to talk about it. Chris Bosh fails a physical with the Miami Heat with continual issues from blood clots. He missed multiple games over the last few seasons with the Heat. The Miami Heat are looking to have Chris Bosh tested by an independent doctor now, so that they can be granted a medical release. If that happens, if Chris Bosh is deemed unable to play basketball by an independent doctor, that means the Miami Heat will be off the hook for $15 million. However, Chris Bosch has said he's not done playing basketball yet. He's determined to keep playing. And if Chris Bosch returns, I believe he's if he does get medically released, he's eligible to return in February or March. And if he plays 10 games with any other team, the Miami Heat are on the hook for $15 million. Zach, if this independent doctor says, Chris, you're not able to play basketball, if you're his agent, what do you tell him?
I mean, I definitely think that they'd try to get that money, you know, somehow if he plays for another team or whatever. It just seems like that would be the thing that they'd try to do. But at the same time, I mean, this sounds really serious to me, and it's like it's a pretty major health risk for him to even be on the court.
Yeah, and, you know, he's even taken blood thinners, and it hasn't been safe enough to get him onto the court. There's so many levels of, yeah, Chris Bosch, terrific. He's a multi-time all-star, fantastic player, we understand, multi-time champion. But especially given on the heels of something like Jose Fernandez, where we see the fragility of life, is it really worth Chris Bosch to him to risk his life? I mean, he's got a wife, he has kids. Is it really worth it to try to continue playing basketball? And I think that's going to be a question that he's really got to take into account. And I think it's going to be a hard conversation he has with his wife if he is not medically cleared by this independent doctor. If you're the GM of a team, do you take the risk of signing Chris Bosch knowing that it's entirely possible that he's going to be seriously injured or collapse or possibly even die on the court in your team's uniform? Do you even consider signing him?
Well, I think it depends on what team you are. As sad as that is to say, if you're, you know, if you're a team with history like the Lakers, you probably don't do that. The Warriors, nah, you probably don't do that. But if you're a team like, let's say the Orlando Magic, or like a team that really hasn't had like that playoff success, I could kind of see them maybe doing something like that.
All right, what about you, Zach? Say you're the GM of the Clippers. We'll do the Clippers since you mentioned the Lakers. Chris Bosh, your team's healthy. Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan, all that. Chris Bosh becomes a free agent in February. Do you sign him?
I think as great as Chris Bosh is, you'd have to at least give it a shot. And with the Clippers specifically, with that billionaire owner, I think he'd take that risk.
And I think it's also worth the risk because if Chris Bosh's health is such a concern, and the Miami Heat will be responsible for $15 million. So Chris Bosh is going to get paid. In theory, he could be had for a very low salary.
Exactly. And I mean, he's still, if he can get anywhere near his old form, he's got to be in the top 25 players in the league still. So I don't know. I think it's definitely worth a shot. And if you're a team like the Clippers, I mean, that would definitely bolster their roster. I think he'd fit in well there, actually, if it doesn't work out in Miami.
I have to agree with you there. You're listening to Sports Overnight America, the Weekend Edition. Dominic Jimenez and Zach Attack Young. We are the captains now. We're running this ship, this show. It is ours today. Johnny Taco, he gone for about 30 more minutes, and then he can come back and doing his thing. I suspended him for a week because of his overall rude comments the week I was here, his snarkiness. Zach, you're lucky that you're living out of a car. Otherwise, you would have gotten the suspension too. But let's transition again, Zach, before and get ourselves ready for this NFL segment. And we'll talk really quick about the 49ers. And let's start with the quarterback situation. Blaine Gabbert, very unimpressive so far. He's missed a lot of receivers low. He's missed a lot of receivers high. Is it time for Colin Kaepernick to step in and be the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers?
I think it is. I mean, he'll definitely draw a lot of attention if and when he does get the starting job. I think it's about time. I mean, Colin Kaepernick, you got to think he couldn't do much worse than Blaine Gabbert is. If anything, I think that he'd definitely be an upgrade from the current quarterback play.
Yeah, Colin Kaepernick's upside is far higher than Blaine Gabbert. While they may have similar floors where it's just they're going to be terrible and miss every receiver, the potential for the big play, the potential for actually getting the ball downfield has to weigh and have some value to Chip Kelly, especially in his frenetic style of offense.
Oh, definitely. And I mean, as soon as Chip Kelly was announced as the coach, I think a lot of people looked at it like, oh, wow, well, that'll be great for Kaepernick, because it seems like such a good fit with the style that Kaepernick plays and the style that Kelly likes to coach.
You're 100% right, Zach. And we'll talk a little bit about Trent Baalke in this next segment. I think that's something we need to talk about, the GM of the 49ers. But we'll get to that. And your calls, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Dominic Jimenez, Zach Attack Young. You're listening to Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Clap your hands, sir. Stop being racist. Clap your hands.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Welcome back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Dominic Jimenez and Zach Attack Young at the helm. Before we get into our picks in the NFL, let's throw it to Christian in Galveston County, Texas. Christian, welcome to Sports Overnight America. What's happening, my man?
Good evening, Cash, Waldo, and Zach Attack. How y'all doing?
I'm doing pretty peachy, living large. Zach's got a new car courtesy of myself, so I would imagine he's doing pretty well, too. What you got, Christian?
Nothing much except for a couple of questions. Seeing the fact that you guys were talking the NFL in that last segment before y'all went to break, I just want to ask, ASK, when it comes down to the Houston Texans, in about 10 hours from now, the Texans will be facing off against the Tennessee Titans in their first game with J.J. Watt on the injured reserve. Seeing the fact that they signed the ninja assassin Antonio Smith and they're playing a lowly Titans offense, they might win. But how do you think that with the season progressing, they'll do when basically what I'm trying to ask, how do you think the Texans defense will do after that Tennessee game tomorrow?
Well, against Tennessee on Sunday, I do think the Texans win that game. Tennessee, while Tennessee's defense has been decent, the offense has not been very impressive. The one thing with J.J. Watt is that kind of throws a screwball into this. He is likely out for the year, re-injuring his back, but he hasn't been anywhere near 100%, and the Texans' defense as a whole has really suffered as a result. Going into the season, the Texans, everybody wrote them down as going to be having a fantastic, phenomenal defense. And I think J.J. Watt's inability to get to 100% before the season got going really hampered them. And while J.J. Watt won't be there to be game planned against, I do think in comparison to what they've done already, I think Antonio Smith is going to help stabilize it just a little bit. Now, if J.J. Watt were healthy and they struggled, I think that they would improve just because J.J. Watt's going to do his thing. But since he's been injured, I do think that Antonio Smith, who's been a Texan, he's been in the system, I think he's going to bring a little bit of stability and health to that defensive line. Zach, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm kind of curious if this is like a fantasy football-related question, Christian.
Yeah, I understand, but to be honest, this may seem a little bit too real because of the fact that when it comes down to the Texans' defense, it's J.J. Watt, Jadeveon Clowney, and pretty much nobody else other than the secondary.
Yeah, Brian Cushing, Mr. I Can't Stay Healthy. Jadeveon Clowney has not been the player that they thought he was going to be when they drafted him out of South Carolina. He's a great run defender, but right now, especially now that Watt is out, they really need him to be a pass rusher. And I think that's a large part of why they went out and got Antonio Smith back, because Antonio Smith is a pass rusher. He's probably not going to do anything else on this team, at least in the early going, other than pass rush. So if they can find a good balance with him and Clowney, I think they'll be okay. But you're right, the Texans' defense has been bad this year. I do think they'll improve, but I don't think they'll be anywhere at the level they were last year or where people were projecting them to be this year.
I see, and basically that would mean that they probably might go 8-8, huh?
I do think that they are going to struggle. I think 500's realistic. With the defense not being as good as it was, I think Brock Osweiler is going to have problems now. He's got the big arm. I think he's a good quarterback, but I don't think he's great. And he's definitely getting overpaid. I think more than anything, he was a product of the Broncos' defense than just his talent. So without that strong defense behind him, I think the Texans' offense is definitely going to struggle. And we saw it last week where Brock Osweiler had to throw it. He had to throw it in volume, and he didn't do very well.
Yeah, I can understand that. I mean, for one, I hate to sound like a homer, but I really hope the Texans' offense don't struggle because of the defense, because you know that Lamar Miller can improve. You know that Brock Osweiler, especially with that ridiculous contract, he can improve. He can improve, but if you think about it, it shouldn't have to fall on the defense and then the offense has to struggle. It needs to be a team effort or they all screw up together.
Yeah, I do definitely think it is going to be a team thing. Unfortunately, the way that the NFL is constructed now is if you don't really have a defense, no matter how many points you can score,
it's not going to be enough. You look at the Packers, their defense struggles, and they've struggled. The Indianapolis Colts don't have a very good defense, and they've struggled. The New Orleans Saints don't have a good defense, and they've struggled. The Oakland Raiders defense hasn't been very good, but they have improved enough across the board to be decent, but you don't know how their success is going to be sustained. Zach, what do you think about the relationship and the dynamic between defense and offense?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, look at the team that won the Super Bowl last year. That was a defensive team. I mean, the offense on both. Actually, if you think about it, even the Carolina side of the ball, it was more about their defense in that game, too, that kept them in the game. So defense definitely plays a huge role these days.
All right, Christian, we got time for one more question. You got anything else for us?
Okay, one more question, sir, and then I'll be on my way. When it comes down to the non-UFC landscape of mixed martial arts, especially on television, it's pretty vague with the exception of your bi-monthly WSOP card and your monthly Bellator card. But Inside MMA on Access TV just got canceled last night, and aside from weekly radio shows and podcasts like Ring Talk Radio, cheap plug, do you think that there needs to be more of a non-MMA presence on television in order for the rest of the mixed martial arts world, not owned by Dana White, to go over?
Oh, I think so. I mean, at the end of the day, I think that we do need more representation from like the other mixed martial arts. And I think you're seeing that more with boxing, you know, like on they've had a lot of cards on Fox, on NBC, on ABC, on CBS. There's been a lot of boxing cards. And I think that that's the way that you raise that type of awareness for the ones that aren't owned by Dana White, as you said. And I think we'll see more and more of that in the future. And that is kind of what we would need to see for them to really be able to take a little bit of that spotlight away.
Christian, I want to thank you very much for the call. You're always a great listener, great caller. You have a great weekend, sir. Enjoy the Texans game and enjoy your football weekend. Thank you so much for the call, Christian.
No problem, Cash, Waldo and Zach Attack. Glad to be on.
Take care, my friend.
Thank you.
That was Christian from Galveston County, Texas, calling in. You can tweet us at Sports Byline USA, at Dom Jimenez 21. Zach, you have Twitter?
Oh, yeah. I got my Twitter is at BIGZIGGA. So that's my Twitter.
Well, there you have it. I'm glad that I didn't know what it was going into that, because it was just that much better with you saying it. All right, we've got about a few minutes here left in this segment, Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition on the Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network. Dominic Jimenez and Big Ziga Zach Young here. Let's go over the games and make our pick. Zach, we'll have to abbreviate a little bit. We get about 6 minutes here. We'll start 6:30 a.m. from London. The Colts play the Jaguars. Jaguars 2-point underdogs.
That's interesting. You know, I think they're rightfully underdogs. The Colts should be favored. It's interesting that it's 2 points.
Yeah, I'll take the Colts in this one. The Jaguars, a very hot team coming, hot pick coming into the year. Gus Bradley may be on his way out pretty soon. We'll go into the regularly timed game, 10 a.m. Seahawks traveled to New York to play the Jets. Seahawks only 1.5 point favorites. Who do you like here?
That's a competitive game. I think I'll go with the Seahawks, though. I mean, maybe I'm being a bit of a homer because of how they beat up on the 49ers last week, but they seem to have turned a corner, and I think they'll take that game, especially if Ryan Fitzpatrick keeps throwing the ball away.
Yeah, I'll definitely take the Seahawks. Fitzmagic, it's not that he was magical, but he was in a good way, but he was magical in how many times he managed to turn the ball over last week. Lions-Bears, this is in Chicago. Lions 3-point favorites. Who you got?
Definitely the Lions. The Bears look kind of hapless this year.
Yeah, I'd take the Lions as well. It's hard to trust Brian Hoyer to win a game for you. Bills at Patriots. Patriots 7-point favorites. We don't really know who the quarterback's going to be. It might be Jacoby Brissett. It might be Jimmy Garoppolo. It might be Julian Edelman. Who do you like here, Zach?
I think, speaking of magic, I think the Patriots are going to pull that one off. I mean, but the Bills have a good shot. But, I mean, if it were in Buffalo, I actually would probably pick the Bills. But since it's in Foxborough, you got to go with the Patriots.
You know what? Rex Ryan always seems to play the Patriots closely. He hasn't beaten them, but he plays them well. I like the Bills to cover. The Patriots definitely win this game. Browns traveling to Washington. Washington, 7.5-point favorites. Zach, that's a big spread for the Redskins and the Browns.
That is quite a big spread. I think I'll take the Redskins, but I think that I don't think that they're going to cover that.
Yeah, I'll take Cleveland to cover, Washington to win. Cleveland's been playing actually pretty well. Terrell Pryor, 144 yards receiving, played three different positions last week. Good on him. Let's go. Panthers at Falcons. Falcons 3-point dogs at home. What do you got in this one, this NFC battle, NFC South battle?
Huh. I think I'd actually lean towards the Dolphins in that one.
Panthers-Falcons.
Panthers-Falcons. Oh, sorry. I'd lean towards the – I would actually lean – of course, you'd have to go with the Panthers in that one. I mean, the Panthers are probably not going to lose too many more games this year.
I'll take Carolina. And if you were smart, you would have taken the Bengals, Zach, because they already – beat the Miami Dolphins back on Thursday Night Football. Let's keep it moving. Ravens at home, 3.5-point favorites over the Raiders. And Raiders, I think, are getting a little bit too much respect here. I will take the Ravens to cover.
Yeah, I think the Ravens should be able to cover that. The Raiders, I mean, like you said, the offense, it looks great this year, but the defense is just pretty subpar, to say the least.
All right, moving on to the next game. Broncos at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, only 3-point dogs at home. Give me the Broncos in this one.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I don't know. After even the LA Rams managed to beat Tampa Bay in Tampa Bay, so I'm pretty sure the defending Super Bowl champions can.
Yeah, Trevor Siemian, a much better quarterback than we anticipated. Christians, Houston Texans at home against the Titans, 4.5-point favorites. I like the Texans to win this.
I think so. I think the Texans should win that one. I also agreed with your contention that they'll probably be 500, but they'll win this one.
All right. This spread surprises me. 49ers, 1.5-point underdogs to the Dallas Cowboys in Santa Clara. I got to take the Cowboys to cover the 1.5-point spread.
You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb. I actually
do it.
I think the 49ers will win tomorrow. I think that they'll cover that spread.
I think the big thing, though, working in the 49ers' favor is Dez Bryant's injury. All right, Zach, rapid fire, Saints, Chargers.
I'd go with the
Saints. 3.5.
Saints.
Okay, Rams, Cardinals. Cardinals by 8.
I'll take the Cardinals to win, but Rams to cover.
Chiefs, Steelers. Steelers, 3.5.
I'll go with the Steelers.
Monday night, Giants, Vikings in Minnesota. Vikings, 4.5.
I think I'll go with the Giants, actually.
And that is it for the NFL picks. We've got just a few minutes once we get through this break. Dominic Jimenez and Zach Attack Young going strong on Sports Overnight America. The weekend edition will be back. Sports Overnight America on Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Anytime, any day, you can hear the people say that love is blind. Well, I don't.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I'm sorry, I am not like you guys.
Soldier boy kisses girl, leaves behind a tragic world.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. There's always a sprinkle of mystery and magic when we consider the man, woman, girl, or boy behind a song. Join me over at focusonrock.com, where we look at the girl behind the inspiration for Harry Chapin's 1972 hit Taxi. Who was Sue in the Taxi? How did they meet? And why did she inspire such beautiful creativity in the late, great Harry Chapin?
Whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, Guitar Center has the gear you need to bring out your best. And going on now, you can save up to 30% on select gear during our singer-songwriter event. Get a Martin X-Series acoustic electric guitar for just $5.99, a Latin percussion cajon for $79, or a pair of AKG K52 headphones for just $29. Don't miss your chance to save on everything you need to write, record, and perform. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter event is going on now, in-store and online.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party.
Shh.
Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Why does ExxonMobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
For the win. Up. And good! The Tar Heels come in and steal one.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
And that was stolen from Florida State in Florida at Florida State. Seminoles falling to unranked UNC. Normally, this is the time of the show where we tell Taco Man something he doesn't know, but we're going to do it a little differently since he's not here for us to tell him something he doesn't know. We're going to go with some beasts, Zach, and when we try to do these beasts, you got to get really amped up, you got to really get fire, passionate, and display how much of a beast he is. So I'll go first. My beast, 25-year-old rookie Ty Block. He goes 8 innings, 3 hits, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts against Clayton Kershaw in a must-win game against the Dodgers, and he also gets 2 singles off of Kershaw. Ty Block, 25-year-old rookie, you're a beast.
Oh, solid pick. I mean, even as a Dodgers fan, I got to give it up to the young kid.
Thank you. Zach, who's your beast?
I think I'm going to go with Jordan Lewis of Michigan, who managed to catch a one-handed game-clinching interception. So I definitely go with that. I mean, you don't see that every day for someone to catch an interception with one hand.
And there you have it. Ty Block and Jordan Lewis, you're beasts for the week. You know who else are beasts? Dominic Jimenez and Zach Attack Young. Sports Overnight America. The weekend edition on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We are out of here. Zach, thank you so much for your help. Johnny Taco, your hiatus is over in a minute. You'll be back next week. Zach, thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Great show.
Thank you. Fantastic. Tune in next week, Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, 10 p.m. Pacific time on Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I tip my cap. Good night, folks.